News summary, July 24th, 2013. Real estate. Growth for Bangkok housing market. A total of 124,080 new condo units, townhouses, and other homes with a combined value of 344.28 billion baht will be offered for sale in the Greater Bangkok area in 2013, an increase of 22% on 2012. About 64% of the new accommodation, or 39,648 units, were condominium apartments, followed by townhouses at 21%, single houses at 9%, and other types of properties. The average price of newly launched units in the first half of the year was 2.775 million baht, down 6% from 2.937 million in 2012, because developers are offering smaller units in order to reach a wider target market. Investment, BOI, first half investment value up 47%. A total of 1,055 investment applications with a combined worth of 632.8 billion baht were submitted to the Board of Investment, or BOI, for investment privileges in the first 6 months of the year. The number of applications over the first half of the year increased by 5.8% over the same period last year, and the value increased by 47%. Most applications were for investment in the service and public utility sector, including air cargo and electricity production, the minister said. Industries with more investment potential in the second half of the year included agriculture, food, automobile and auto parts, and service and public utilities, while an investment in the light and labor-intensive industry would be diminished. The number of investment applications is expected to continue to grow in the second half of the year, boosted by several positive factors, including the weakening baht, the improving economies of the Mekong River Basin countries, the expansion in the domestic service and tourism industry, and the possibility that foreign auto parts makers would invest more in Thailand. Economics. External factors hurt locally. Despite the nascent economic recovery in the U.S. and Europe, the Thai economy still faces lingering global financial market volatility in the second half, says Bank of Thailand Governor Prasarn Trairat Vorakun. Global financial markets have been volatile recently, ever since the U.S. Federal Reserve hinted it would start tapering its monthly asset purchases if economic conditions improved. The potential termination of the U.S. central bank's monetary easing stance has dented demand for emerging market assets and triggered a repatriation of funds to the U.S. In Thailand, the baht has weakened to about 31 to the U.S. dollar after reaching a high of 28.55 in mid-April. Weaker than expected 5.3% growth in the first quarter, ebbing domestic consumption, and China's economic slowdown have compelled state agencies to trim 2013 growth projections. Economic recovery in the U.S. and Japan is a potential tailwind that could bolster growth of the Thai economy, as Thailand is a major part of the supply chain for products exported to those countries, said Mr. Prasarn. Bank of Thailand data show the country risks succumbing to the middle income trap. Gross domestic product growth has been tepid since 2000, while income per person lags behind that of neighboring Malaysia, as well as Taiwan and South Korea.